Just in and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Greetings from Long Island.
Hey, hello.
Y vuelve el mentado y nos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Ya! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita!
Yeah. Buenas tardes, buenas tardes. Están escuchando The Carolina Cadillo Show Podcast. Yo soy Carolina.
Jeff aquí. Hola.
Hey, guys. It is February 17th. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
And in a couple days, it's going to be what, Jeff?
2-22-22, Carolina.
You were telling me off the air that won't happen again until...
3-30-3. It won't happen in 3 because there's no 33 month. You know, it'll be 3-3-33.
Right.
Oh,
okay, yeah,
and then 4-4-44.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be here for that one.
I hope you all are. Hey, listen, Jeff, the 28th of February, is that... When is going to be the... It's every 4 years, the 29th, right?
Right.
Okay.
This is not a leap year.
This is not a leap year. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't even remember.
It's supposed to jump in the air that day. Is that what it means?
I don't know. It's leap. The 29th. It's the 29th.
We leap.
Okay.
We
Someone's in a funny mood today.
When people are born on the 29th and they only have like a birthday every 4 years.
That's strange, isn't that?
So they say that they're 16, you know, when they're actually like 45.
Yeah, that's strange.
But you know, you just...
Why does that happen, by the way?
You celebrated March 1st.
Why? Why did we have a leap year like that? Why?
I forgot the reason. You learn this as a kid. Jackson will learn when he's like 11.
I never learned that in school. I don't remember learning that. I don't remember. I don't remember even mentioning it. You know?
Why a leap year exists?
Yeah. I don't even know.
I don't know, but February is a short month.
Ask Siri. Maybe Siri knows.
I don't want to burn my battery right now.
No, okay.
I'm low on fuel here, but, you know?
Anyway.
Hey, Siri, what's the origin of the leap year? It's going to say, I found this on the
Here's
web.
Here's an answer from AnswersAfrica.com.
Yeah, back,
no.
dates back to the first century.
Back to the first century, when the first Roman emperor Julius Caesar and his astronomers discovered that the Roman calendar of 355 days was no longer aligned with the seasons.
Okay.
All right. All right. All
so they had
right.
to add a day
okay.
to make spring happen. Okay. I don't know.
All
do you think
right.
I know everything?
Anyway.
She does think I know everything, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I do. I kind of. Right? That's why I asked you, because I
she
thought you knew that.
She turns to me for almost everything.
Yeah, not
hey,
everything.
Jeff, why is this? And then I explain it. She says, you're so right about everything, honey.
Hey, listen. So I got to tell you something. That's if you're parents, maybe you can associate with what I'm saying here. So I go to pick up Jackson today, okay? And then the teacher says, come here a second. He's not in trouble. I just want to tell you what happened in school today. I said, what? I said, was it bad? She goes, no, it's not bad, she said. But I was in the hallway, and we were hearing him say, puta, puta. I'm like, what?
Really?
And I'm like, I said, hello. I said, I don't even say that word. I've never even cursed in Spanish, right, Jeff?
Was a girl in his class misbehaving?
Jeff, they're four.
Anyway, Jeff.
Anyway, so.
Maybe he was using it properly.
No, but yeah, okay. Someone's trying to be funny today. Hey, listen. So I said, my God, are you serious? Maybe you misunderstood him? She goes, no, we clearly heard. I said, really? I said, because I don't know where he would have heard that word.
Really?
My mother's never used that word. I've never used that word.
Your mother's never used that word?
No,
she
never.
She never used that word? Ever?
No, never. Really? My mother really never cursed, honestly. Neither did I. Well, I never cursed in Spanish. I'll say fuck every now and then, but
yeah,
not in front of Jackson.
On the podcast, yeah. You know, every once in a while when we have to,
but
we
not,
curse.
I never said puta. I was like, wow.
Maybe he got it from this.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Maybe it was puta matata.
So then in the car, I asked her, hey, listen, what was the word you were saying all day today? He goes, kuna kuna. God. I said, kuna kuna. I said, what?
Kuna kuna?
Yeah, kuna kuna.
Maybe it was this. Listen, man.
It means no worries
maybe.
For the rest of your day.
I told the teacher, he misunderstood him.
Here, Jackson. Ready?
Yeah.
Hakuna Puta. Is that what it was?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You know, it's funny when you say a bad word in another language and people don't understand it. Like, they don't even, it goes by them. But certain words are kind of universal. Like, I think a lot of people know what puta means.
I think everybody knows that, you know. But
you know, they use it in the Clint Eastwood movie. These guys yell at Sandra Locke in the movie and they call her that. The guy says, puta!
Really?
Yeah, but like, generally speaking, I mean, in Britain, they use the C word. Guys call each other the C word in Britain. And it's not even like, you know.
Really?
It's a different world.
Ask
your friend Joe there if they use the C word.
I have to ask my friend. And then they also, one of their favorite desserts is spotted dick. You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said it once on the air and Louise was like, what the hell did you just say?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dessert in England, spotted dick.
They also say T-W-A-T. It's like commonly.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really use that here.
Yeah. And how about smoke a fag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I've heard that that's not as common as it used to be.
I have to ask my friend who lives there. We're very good close friends.
I've heard fag.
Weird, though. Strange.
Yeah, I remember the big deal when people first saw the word faggot, okay? It's a bundle of sticks in England.
Really?
It means a bundle of sticks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that.
But,
wow.
You know, you can't... I'm sorry I said it, everybody, but I'm using it in a way.
Yeah.
You know, you can never use the N-word and say, by the way, you know, the origin of this is that. Although, I think years ago on this podcast, Wabin would throw that word
around.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was, you know, he was in with the crew, in with the gang. So if you're down with people, they don't mind you using
Anyway, I was like, I was baffled. But anyway, I really think she misunderstood him. I think she misunderstood him because I don't know where else he would get that word from.
Maybe one of the girls took his food and he was like, hey.
Yeah, okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, broad.
Yeah, okay.
Hey.
That joke is not funny anymore, Jeff. Okay.
Are you sure it's not funny?
They're four, okay? Hey, listen, guys.
It is
so
funny. Don't be,
how was our Valentine's Day? It was nice, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
First of all, I was sick for
a
couple
of
days.
You got me a great card. You got.
Yeah, I was sick for a couple of days. Jeff, you were getting cold too, right?
Yeah, I thought I was getting the sniffles. I thought I probably caught it from Jackson.
Yeah, plus it's not easy going to a four-year-old to a restaurant, you know? So we actually stayed in and we had a romantic dinner at home.
You know, I was in the... I was in CVS and where else? It's amazing how everybody turns into a florist that day. Like everybody sees the money.
CVS
doesn't sell flowers normally, do they?
No, they don't.
Are there ever
flowers?
Yes, they
do. There's probably a couple in the corner, you know that? Like
what,
probably like
three,
five.
Like lame-looking bouquets?
Exactly, exactly.
Like
I don't know.
Dying flowers?
Yeah, because, exactly. That they
suddenly they have $40 bouquets of flowers.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, and everybody and their mother's in there
Valentine's
Day.
Oh, my God, right?
Buying the flowers.
Same thing with Target, too.
Like guys and women,
oh
but walking
my
in
gosh.
With stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw, what? Something you saw?
No. I'm just saying. Oh, my gosh.
I was in the cigar store here where I picked the papers and lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that guy, every holiday where you can get flowers, he's got Mother's Day. But the next day, he always has them left over. So I was in there yesterday. Wednesday. He said to me, he said, hey, you want the Valentine's flowers? $10 off.
Really?
Half price now.
The next day?
Of course they're half price
and
now.
And the candy, too, 75% off, all right?
Yeah, that's like giving your Valentine, like buying a discount card the next day, right?
Yeah,
50% off card.
Yeah.
You got to give it that day.
A friend of mine at work, she said she got, I think, 3 dozen flowers. But she's not married, though.
Three dozen?
3 dozen roses.
Really?
And lingerie.
Really?
Lingerie, yeah.
Who gave her lingerie if she's not married?
She's got a boyfriend, Jeff. She's not married, but she's got a boyfriend. Yeah, so.
All right. Yeah,
I said, that's nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
She probably put out for him.
Oh, stop.
Flowers and lingerie, right? Flowers and lingerie together.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's a crack that you, well, I won't even say it.
Even though she said she's really never done anything with him because they just started dating.
Yeah.
Like maybe, like she said, this is maybe like the 6th month they've been together.
And he gave her lingerie as a gift?
Yeah. Six months, you know?
In other words, he's saying, okay, bitch, let me see this on you. I'm kidding. He's not saying bitch, but he's saying, hey, listen, let me see this on you.
Yeah, but Jeff, right? But hold on. Do you remember, this is a while ago. Remember my friend Bernie?
Yeah.
Anyway, Bernie passed away. But anyway, so I remember once.
Rest in peace, Bernie.
Yes. Anyway, so I remember once on, we were interns at Shadow Traffic.
Yeah.
And we were, the three of us, it was my friend Eileen, my friend Kathy, and myself, okay? He said, here, I have gifts for all three of you.
Oh.
He gave my friend Eileen lingerie.
Really?
I was like, wow.
Did he get the size right?
I don't know. I don't because I she never really
I
showed it to me.
I think you're a C cup, Eileen. yeah, if it's wrong, you can just go exchange it. That's not too.
You know
icky.
What he got me? He got me a really nice perfume. Okay. Really nice perfume. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And for Kathy, he just got candy.
Really? He didn't like her too much.
Nothing romantic, but
no, he didn't. Yeah, he figured he'd have a little threesome with you and Eileen,
oh,
right?
Oh, stop! It was funny
perfume
though.
Perfume for you, lingerie for her.
But Jeff, what do you think is like not like right to give somebody you're just dating? Let's just say when you first dated me, wait, I think we had been dating maybe a couple of months. You got me something really nice. I don't remember a card. And candy. You always got me candy.
What, for Valentine's
yeah,
Day?
Yeah, always candy.
And you don't even like candy. You probably gave it to your brother.
I probably did.
Or Marlene.
I probably did, yeah.
Here, you eat the candy.
I don't eat candy. That's right, yeah.
I got you. I didn't buy you romance stuff for a year, I don't think. I mean, I bought you nice things.
Yeah.
I showed Carolina. I just was cleaning out the room down here, cleaning out this basement, which is a nightmare. And I came across a card, remember, that you gave me?
Signed
to Novia.
That's right, yeah. I always try to say it in Spanish, yeah.
What was it about? I was late or something. I forgot what it was. I love you even though you're late all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I've gotten better, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not late like I used to be as much.
No, not as much.
I'm
not
a little
as
late,
much.
You know, but
not as much.
Much or better. Hey, you know what? Your story reminded me of the story because you were talking about, you know, Valentine's Day and people finding each other attractive. A new study has found that attractive people... attractive people live longer.
Hmm?
Yeah. Attractive people actually have better immune systems, according to a study published Wednesday by the academic journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B, whoever they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They recruited 79 women and 80 men.
Yeah.
Had their photos taken and their blood tested. The participants were photographed from the neck up. They ordered to keep a neutral facial expression, so no smiling. Women were not
really?
Allowed to have makeup on.
I'm going to live to 110 then.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Poor ugly people, they're all going to die. And you'll be like, I'm good looking.
Jeff, it might be because I'm not saying ugly people have low. First of all, I think everybody's good looking, okay?
But that's not true.
You have a variety, but anybody can have low self-esteem of themselves.
Right.
I know this gorgeous, gorgeous girl, Jeff. I mean, she's model material, right? Low self-esteem of herself.
Really?
I said, why? You're gorgeous. She goes, not really.
Huh.
But she's so beautiful at work, Jeff. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Very low self-esteem of herself. I don't know. I think it just depends also on your self-esteem of yourself, right?
Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You got to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you might not. I mean, there are people who don't feel good about themselves who probably still look attractive.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if you show that you're positive, you know, and you don't think low of yourself, I think that comes across to a person, right?
Oh, yeah, confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
While facial attractiveness is something punctuated by idiosyncrasies, mm-hmm. oh my God, I'm saying it wrong, idiosyncrasies,
mm-hmm.
you know, unusual features. Features such as clear skin, prominent cheekbones, bright eyes, and full red lips have been deemed attractive throughout recorded human history, the study found. So people have always found, you know, if you have good skin, you look good.
So I have pretty good skin, yeah.
So Seal would be, yeah. Remember Seal? He had those dots on his face?
Oh, that's a singer. That's Heidi Klum's ex-husband,
yeah,
right?
He had a skin condition,
oh, my
right?
God, yeah.
He had those
yeah.
dots on his face.
Oh, yeah.
But people still find Seal. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think, look, I have a big scar on my face. You still found me attractive.
Oh, my God. I thought that was sexy when I first
scar?
Met you. Yeah.
Yeah, the yeah. scar.
No. Really? Wow, that's strange.
Yeah, so the headline is Hotties Are More Healthy.
Wow. Huh.
And for some reason, they have Blake Lively here. It says he thinks she's ever gotten a cold. I mean, that's a weird headline.
That's stupid. Of course
she's
got a cold.
Gotten a cold.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, yeah. By the way.
And Jeff, you know what? Beautiful people also poop, all right? They take a crap, all right? Just so you know.
No.
Yes.
Is it pink?
Yes. No, Jeff.
Does it smell like cotton candy?
Yes, Jeff, it does.
Really?
Anyway.
Because I walk in the bathroom after you, it certainly doesn't smell like cotton candy. I'll tell you that. It smells like cotton candy that's been in the swamp. A swamp in Newark.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, you know where the rudest passengers are? Uber. They did a survey of Uber drivers.
Yeah.
You know where the rudest passengers are?
Where?
Where do you think?
New York.
New York City.
Of course.
Big Apple. Worst.
Of course.
You know, followed by Seattle and Washington. Those mm-hmm. are the top three.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
How about New Jersey? Of course, New Jersey. We're nice.
Oh, yeah.
New Jersey's nice. We have a lot of nice people in New Jersey.
There are no Uber drivers there because nobody wants to go
there.
Oh,
stop.
Nobody wants to go to the garbage state.
Any more in your survey?
That was my two. You know, I have other things to talk about, but that was...
So last year, because of the pandemic, all right, not a lot of people were dating, but the survey last year was if you're on a first time date and Valentine's Day, I mean, the number used to be higher, okay? Like I said, it was, I think it was like 60% used to get sex on that same night.
Oh, same night, really?
Yeah, but with the pandemic, it's like under 20% now.
Really?
Yeah. With this Valentine's Day, they said that it was up the 30%.
Oh,
it
went up a little bit.
Yeah,
it
went up. Yeah, yeah. I think those people are more, you know, more sure, and I don't know.
I think early Valentine's dates should be kind of informal. They shouldn't be at a really expensive formal restaurant. You know what I mean? Like my buddy Joe, his first date with his now wife, I believe, was White Castle.
Really?
I know someone else. Who got married at White Castle? We know someone,
right? Our boss, Joe Beer, remember?
He got married to Joe White.
Yes, he did,
but my whole point is that, like, I think romance should be fun.
Yeah.
So when you eat at, like, a heavy-duty, like, serious, like, you take someone out for, like, $100 or $200 dinner, there's all sorts of expectations.
I've gone to so many $200 dinners, man. Wow.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, before me?
Oh, my gosh.
And did you give up anything?
No.
No, see?
No, I never did. No.
Was the P word used then?
No. No.
I think some guy used
that word? No.
Richard took her to dinner and look what I got out of it.
No.
Oh, yeah, that was the other story I had to tell you. Oh, my God. Did you see that survey? You love surveys. That's why I'm giving you these surveys.
Okay, good.
There was the Michelin 5, you know, they give out what's called Michelin stars to fancy restaurants, right? I forgot how many. I mean, I forgot the deal. Anyway, let me. The story is that they did a survey of romantic restaurants across the country, and they found, guess what city they deemed has no romantic restaurants? Again, New York.
No romantic restaurants?
New York. There were no romantic restaurants made the list in New York City.
I'm surprised. With Jeff, New York has like a million restaurants and top quality restaurants, Jeff. High quality restaurants.
Oh wait, the River Cafe, New York City, has one star, the Michelin guy from 2019. Okay, so maybe this is an older.
How about Cipollini's too? I mean that's not
in New York City. This is New York City I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cipollini's in New York City.
Oh, Cipollini's City.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised. There's so many great restaurants. You know.
I don't know.
How about the restaurant your nephew used to run? Remember?
Yeah, what was that called?
Park Madison?
59 Park, 39 Park, 29 Park.
What was it, $600 for a couple? But, you know.
Well, now that guy went vegan. The restaurant's vegan.
Really?
And they reduced the price. But the thing is, people don't want to pay $350 for vegan, you know.
No.
Right?
No, of course not.
Isn't that crazy?
But for some lettuce? No.
No, you get more than lettuce.
Yeah, but you're not getting meat. I find that hard to believe. Honestly, I find that hard to believe.
What, that there are no romantic restaurants in New York?
Yeah, I really find hard to believe. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the full story.
I had a date once. Can I tell you something? This is before you, Jeff, okay? And he got a... I don't know what... I was like so baffled by this.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered a dinner with like loads of raw onion.
Who did?
On a date? Yeah, yeah. Really? Yeah, I was like, oh,
all right, just
no.
That date would have ended right there.
I'm like, okay.
Are you crazy?
I said, you know what? But I said, just so you know, I'm not kissing you tonight. He goes, really? I go, yeah.
Yeah. Then did you order garlic after that? You're like, all right, screw it. I go full bore.
Every time I went on a date, because you know, I would order, you know, salad. It's always salad for me. Always salad.
What, to like say, hey, listen, I'm not going to get fat. Don't worry about me.
No, I don't want to eat like a hog.
I know women never want to see that they're like stuffing their face.
Exactly.
They want the surf and turf, right?
Oh my God.
By the way, it wasn't the Michelin survey. The survey is from that Open Table. It helps you make reservations.
Oh, got it, yeah.
Buffalo has a romantic restaurant. Buffalo, New York has Open Table has, there's 100 restaurants in the city. 100 restaurants they've got on the list. There are two in New York and they're both upstate.
Really?
Yep.
How about motels, okay? They said that the busiest day for motels is the next day because that is when... I think guys take out their mistresses on the 16th.
Oh, for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I never did that.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know, I would just take my mistress out on the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Then I'd have have everything really warmed up for my actual girlfriend.
Oh my gosh! Can I tell you something? I don't want to say too much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is years ago, right? I worked at, this was when I was in college. I worked at, I don't know if it was Macy's. No, not Macy's. Anyway, I was working for the seasonal, right? Excuse me.
A seasonal?
Yeah. This is at Macy's, I think. Anyway, a guy came in and he says, and he asked me, he goes, I was with somebody else. He says, I'm buying this for my wife and my mistress.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me this.
Yeah. And I think for the wife, he picked a nice blouse.
Right.
For the girlfriend, he got this like expensive jewelry and he was sending them both out, you know, that we were having them sent.
Really?
Crazy. I'm like, wow, one's for the wife and one's for the mistress. I'm like,
figured
okay.
He bought sexier stuff for the girlfriend.
I know, right?
Wife. That's horrible,
I know,
right?
This is the next day after. I was like, wow.
So did you like any of the Super Bowl commercials, Carolina?
Yes. You know, Jeff, the one you showed me.
I feel like I'm guiding this podcast today.
You are today.
I don't know why.
You are. Yeah.
And you said I'm not being funny.
I've been a little under the weather this whole week. You know that? Jeff.
Sopranos on?
No. That one's okay.
People love that
Everyone's
one.
Everyone's making the big deal. I wonder if Marlene saw it.
You weren't a hardcore Sopranos watcher, though,
Marlene
right?
was, though. I don't know if she watched it.
If you weren't a hardcore Sopranos watcher, that commercial went by you. But if you were a fan of the show.
Oh, I loved the show, but I wasn't like crazy about it. You know, it was okay.
David Chase, the creator of the show, directed the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a shot-for-shot recreation of the opening of The Sopranos. Like, the difference is that she's driving the car, Meadow's driving the car instead of Tony, obviously.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, he was driving a Silverado back then, and this commercial is for the Silverado now. So it was really crazy that it worked out that way.
And it was her brother, right? That was
she meets the brother.
I wonder, they could have got Edie Falco on. They didn't get any of those people,
no,
right?
No, because
surprised.
You don't know if she, the whole theory now is that people think, oh, the kids lived. Tony got hit in that luncheonette.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody knows. I mean,
that was a good show, though.
It's
I gotta
all
tell
fiction,
you.
So it's not real anyway. So,
Jeff, I was going to tell you, no, hold on. Now I lost my train of thought.
I
now.
Liked,
oh, yeah, the one with, oh my God.
What?
With Alexa. Alexa reading the minds.
With Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh my God. That was, I love that commercial.
I thought it was funny. I thought, you know, and like what it kind of says is that, hey, they're kind of admitting. Guess what? We do read your mind. We do spy on you.
Hey, listen, I totally believe that. I totally, totally believe that.
Listen, this past week, our air fryer died, right? The Cuisinart air fryer. No, it couldn't have been more than 4 years old, I don't think. Maybe five
at the moment.
It died too early.
Yeah.
So I actually went back and bought the same one again.
Yeah.
Because I liked it.
Yeah.
But
by the way, thank you, Cuisinart, for answering me back. You have still not responded to my Instagram private message.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'm sure they're listening. Mr. Cuisinart is listening to the
yes,
show.
Yes, I'm sure he is. Go ahead.
What?
I'm sure they're listening.
Oh,
Jeff.
They are. Yeah. My point was, though, that what was my point? You see, you interrupted me. My point,
Alexa,
is that we were discussing, you and I were discussing air fryers. The key thing, though, is that I searched online for air fryers. Okay. And, you know, Google has, you know, you get permission for them to monitor your searches. That's what happens. You know, when you see, you say, okay, I agree, you know, allow tracking, then they know that you're searching for an air fryer. I literally, on my Facebook page, I right now currently have probably five or six different air fryers.
Really?
Air fryer orbit. And we already bought one, but I can't yell at the phone that we bought one already, or the iPad. So
yeah.
I'll just keep getting them for now. The Emerald one keeps,
so
they all keep popping
so
up.
So strange.
No, it's marketing, man. Everything's money. Everything's marketing.
Anyway, hey, listen, by the way, Jeff, the halftime, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was good.
They're saying that was the best halftime ever. And I agree. I have to agree. It was amazing.
It wasn't the best ever. Prince was the best ever.
Yeah, Prince is good too,
But Prince was good too. Prince was playing the guitar. He did Purple Rain when it was raining. It was like
wailing
on the guitar.
That's true too, but this was good. Now, This was up there.
This was good. Prince was better.
Yeah, this was up there though.
You know, yeah, it was very good. Listen, I mean, I get people were very critical of the fact that these guys had written songs about killing cops in the past, and they are performing at the Super Bowl. But I guess that's a legit gripe. If you don't like, if you didn't like hip hop, if you don't like hip hop, you aren't going to enjoy that show at all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I told you some woman in my physical therapist's office, like right away, I think she was two words away from the N word. She's like, "You see that halftime show?" I'm like, "Oh no,
come on, please
oh,
shut
no.
up, shut
old,
up."
Old white person alert. Look,
shut
I get
up.
It, but here's Dr. Dre at 56. Spitting out those lyrics.
Yeah.
Eminem at 49.
Yeah, very good. Very
yeah, good.
Good. Loved it.
And Mary J. Blige sings really well.
Yeah, and she danced. Oh, it was good,
it was
though.
Great set. I mean, yeah. It was really. It looked like
they
had
cars.
High energy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those cars, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where did they get those cars from? Like from a movie set. You know, like the movie.
They must, right?
The movie. They rent them from some, you know, there's these classic car companies in L.A. that rent cars for movie sets.
Yeah. So, hey, not to depress anybody, okay? But I was reading today that 66% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, that's not shocking.
Now, is this because of people quitting their jobs or I don't know.
I think it's just the fact that corporate America makes more money and people don't earn as much as they used to.
Yeah,
that's
That's a high number.
I mean, that's a high number. Yeah, but listen, I mean, it's tough to make it. I mean, they're paying $25 to drive a school bus, okay? $25 an hour to drive a school bus. So you figure you work, I don't know if you work 40 hours, but
I don't think you work that much. I'm not sure.
It's like probably like a three or four hour shift in the morning and a 3 or 4 hour shift in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, so you know, during the day,
you go home, rest, and do whatever you got to do.
Drink a couple beers, then go back and drive.
Jeff, go back and drive the school bus again. Yeah, Jeff, that's exactly what
half these people look like, man. Not half, but some of them when I see.
Okay.
There's a guy that used to drive a school bus near me when I was a kid. I'm convinced he was drinking the whole time. He had a radio on. Did you ever drive in a school
bus? No, I never did.
You never took
a
school bus?
Nope, never did.
Never?
Never.
Really?
Never, ever, ever, no.
The cool kids always hung out in the back of the bus.
Really?
I don't know why.
My parents didn't trust it, though. They would drive us themselves, always.
But, you know, most people reasonably can't do that. You got to have a school bus in the world.
Yeah, yeah. But,
What?
No, but I'm saying, I see.
Listen, it's tough to make it. The rich do really well, and, you know, everybody else, man, it's a tough road to hoe. Why do you think they're trying to organize unions at Starbucks?
I know.
I mean, and that's, you know, and Amazon too.
And they get paid well at Starbucks, I heard.
Yeah,
you know?
Get paid all right. I mean, you know, but you're not going to, like, it's not, I mean, it's not really a career, but it might be.
Hey,
and
Starbucks, I heard, is pretty good. They even pay college, Jeff, tuitions too.
They do?
So, yeah. Hey, listen, real quick.
What am I doing?
Kanye West, what is up with him?
He's crazy.
He's like.
End of story.
Don't insults constantly. Even mental jokes at Pete Davidson.
At this point, when I see a story about Kanye West, you know what I do? And if it's on the internet, I go past. If it's in the paper here.
Yeah, because I don't care anymore.
Who cares?
Pete Davidson's now on Instagram. Okay. He hasn't posted yet. He's only following two people. Kim K is one of them. Kim Kardashian has now unfollowed Kanye West because he's so mean to Pete Davidson.
Do you think people like really, really, I mean, care?
It was all over Instagram. I don't know why.
What did Kanye?
That Kanye is being mean to Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson.
Okay, Pete Davidson is sleeping with his wife, okay? So what do you want?
Is
he going to be happy?
And Kanye,
Doesn't matter, but who knows why they get a divorce? Maybe he wants to hang on to her. They have kids together.
I know. But I think, anyway, I think Kim's had enough of his craziness. I don't know. Do we really care? Anyway.
No. Did you see this one about Bob Saget? The judge is blocking release of the records.
He's not blocking, right?
He is blocking it. Yeah, because they said it would do irreparable harm to the family.
Yeah, but Jeff, now I heard this morning that, listen, I don't want to bring this up because it's sad, but I heard this morning that he had blows to the head.
That's what they're thinking.
Those blows are the same as if you had fallen out 20, 30 feet.
Maybe he fell down steps.
I don't know.
The medical examiner said last week that Saget had died from an accidental blow to the head, likely from a backwards fall. An autopsy report showed that Saget had an abrasion on his scalp, a fracture on the base of his skull, fractures around his eye sockets, bleeding between the brain and tissue covering the brain, as well as bruises to the brain.
Wow.
No illicit drugs in his body or toxins in his body.
Yeah.
So,
the family is right, though. They should block that. Because you know what? Let the guy rest in peace.
He might have had just a bad fall.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
and the family, you're right.
We'll not know.
No. There's no reason to know.
We'll not know.
Let the family grieve and let it rest in peace now. You know that?
It's so fresh, man. To have it in the news, your loved ones. Demise in the news is just brutal.
I don't blame them. You know that. Just like Natalia Bryant.
Who?
Natalia Bryant. You know, Kobe Bryant's wife.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Natalia. Vanessa Bryant.
Natalia is the daughter.
Don't
listen to this show for accurate information, everybody. Okay.
But Natalia is the daughter.
Who's the president? Quick.
Biden.
Okay.
By the way, Biden is.
What? Hold on, let me do my Biden impression. Yeah. Well. Yeah, gas is five. God. Gas is $5 a gallon. But F you, everybody. Look, I voted for the guy, and you know, I cannot believe
gas may be $5 this summer.
It will be.
I cannot believe that.
It will be, but it has nothing to do with Joe Biden. There's a lot of other reasons for that stuff, and you know, people pick it on Joe Biden for that. Listen, you got to be fair. There's reasons to pick on him, but there's reasons not to. I mean, some of the stuff is out of his control. We're coming out of a pandemic, okay? Gas would be $4 if Trump was president. I'm convinced it would be the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Trump would be mean to them, and they'd keep our prices low.
Do you think because of the pandemic, nobody was driving during the pandemic,
nobody
obviously.
Was driving.
Now people are driving. I guess everyone's got to raise the prices.
It's all market forces, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, speaking of gasoline, can I just mention that I did a fine job reporting traffic the other night. I'm sorry. I was just joking around, Carolina. There was this tanker story.
Oh, my God.
It made national news, by the way.
It did.
It was everywhere.
Do you think your name would have been on it if you had said that I called it first, Jeff?
Well, I first reported it at about 1. I went on the air at about 1:40 in the morning after I got a tweet from this traffic management people I deal with that said there's an overturned vehicle at this intersection. So I went on the air with it. Then later on, I said there was a fire in the same area. So I put two and two together and said, maybe the overturned vehicle.
Dos y dos son cuatro.
Maybe the... Thank you. That's exactly it. Maybe the overturned vehicle crashed into the building, but I couldn't get a straight answer for the cops.
Yes, yes.
They're very mum sometimes when you call them and try to get info about it. The moment you say you're calling from a radio station, like, oh, this guy's a dick. But no, I tried, you know. Yeah. And meanwhile, yes, I had it on the air early. Nobody credited me. Nobody said it. Oh, said, oh, by the way, Jeff Jensen had this on the air.
Do you know how many
times
I heard this? How many times? Hey, guys, if you guys want to advertise on this show, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. More shows during the week. I'm sorry, but, you know, Jeff and I were both sick. It's just, you know, the flu, everything going around. By the way, we're going to have crazy winds here on Long Island later on, right, Jeff?
Oh, my God.
Crazy. They said
it's a huge storm coming.
60 miles an hour, possibly.
And we're lucky it's warm because this would be like 3 feet of snow.
Out downpours like crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy, anyway. Crazy. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, at Traffic Jensen on Twitter, if you like traffic info from the New York area, if you care about that. JJ to DJ at optonline.net, 516-637-3254. If you want a hat or a t-shirt, yeah, we still have them.
And if you advertise, guys, we're taking advertisers, 516-637-3254, okay?
And nobody might know who this is, but I just want to say rest in peace, PJ O'Rourke. He was this political writer who I met many, many years ago. Conservative, like Republican, but really funny, a nice guy, man, great writer. PJ O'Rourke, rest in peace, 74 years old, lung cancer.
And on that note, on that happy note, we'll end the podcast.
Rest in
love
peace,
you guys.
PJ O'Rourke.
Love you guys. See you soon.
Yeah, man. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
I'm Chris Hahn, the Aggressive Progressive. Check out a new episode of the Aggressive Progressive podcast every Tuesday. You know, the election is heating up just as the year is winding down. Stick with me. I'll tell you the truth as I see it. Download the Aggressive Progressive on Pandora or wherever you get your podcasts.